With MSO Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Winthrop High School football coach John Cadigan. And John, welcome back to MSO. It's been a while. I hope you had a good past 9 months.
Yeah, I always love talking to you, Rick, because I know it's football season, so it's good to be back.
Practicing and coaching and doing the stuff that we love. So thanks for having me back.
Well, you know, let's go back before the first game and tell me a little bit about what preseason was about, what you expected from your kids, and maybe, the numbers and the participation and so on. Because it's always, I know, anxious before you get started. You look at who you have coming back, hopefully. You look at the new guys coming in, and then tell me a little bit how that played out.
So last year we had a lot of seniors, and those seniors were pretty experienced in terms of, you know, a lot of them played 2 years or were starters, and we had actually a couple of kids that were 3 year starters. So, you know, going into this year, we knew we had to replace, really up front the offensive line. We lost a bunch of seniors there, but we did have certain spots in which we have a lot of experience. You know, I'm sure most people on the North Shore know Nick Capuccio. He's a three-year starter at running back for us, an all-scholastic kid. So, you know, having him back obviously lightens the load a little bit. Having Matthew Noonan as a quarterback, and this is his second year as a starting quarterback, and, you know, having those two positions for us on offense of having experience certainly ease the transition into, you know, trying to find the right combination with our offensive line and so on and so forth.
Everybody always puts emphasis on the skill positions, and they figure, you know, if you have a star running back coming back or a star quarterback coming back, you're going to be okay. But you just mentioned that line, both on offense and defense. And how do you develop new kids? Because it's not a glamorous position, and kids have to want to play on the line in order to be able to be effective. And, you know, it's a tough job.
Yeah, I think with our offense, you know, we're a winky offense, so it's different from, you know, a spread team. Or, you know, I don't want to say con our guys, but I do talk about, you know, if you play guard for us in the wing tee, that's like playing fullback.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pull and you're going to kick and you're going to block people in space, as opposed to just blocking, you know, down guys all the time and kind of running your head, you know, running into people on every single snap. So, you know, there's ways to sell it. But, I mean, you know, again, the linemen, offensive linemen are special. You know,
yep.
Really are special when you think about what it is their job is to do, you know, every play, sacrifice for the team, you know, and sacrifice for the better of the team, knowing full well that you're really never going to get recognized unless, you know, a coach kind of puts it out there. So, you know, we would not be successful without our offensive line.
My professional career, both teaching and broadcasting, is intertwined with Paul Ingram. We started at the same school on the same day years ago, and Paul taught me about that offensive line, what you're talking about. And when he coached at Gloucester High School, both as an assistant and as the head coach, there were many years when they did not have big kids, but he taught technique, and he talked about just what you're talking about. You know, he ran the wing tee, and it was so much fun for those kids, little kids sometimes, to get out there with technique and do the job. And I got to tell you, I have to say this, and I hope I don't get in trouble for it, but I prefer watching the wing tee in high school, because I've seen so many teams with the spread that, how do I say this, John? It's not effective. It takes so long to get a game over with because there are so many penalties. There are so many incompletions. Whereas when you have a wing tee with the augmented passing game, it moves right along.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of different things. Like, there's a big misconception with, you know, I think the wing tee and the spread and all those different things. I mean, first and foremost for me, if, you know, you're a spread team, you have to have a quarterback. And you have to have a quarterback every single year that can throw the ball and can do those sorts of things and make good decisions. And as much as I'd love to have that, but you just don't get a quarterback like that all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing you always do get is you get kids that, you know, can run. At Winthrop especially, we always have kids that can run.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they might not have the ball, but they can be fullbacks, they can be guards for us, they can be, you know, those sort of things. But there's always a, you know, like, we did pretty success. We had a pretty successful 7-on-7 off season, and we're a wing tee team, you know. And there's a misconception that you can't throw the ball. Well, you can include spread concepts and all this sort of thing into your wing tee game if you have the guys. You know, so I mean, it always comes down to your personnel that you have. If we have a quarterback, which we do this year, which is a second-year starter, we can throw the ball a little bit more. You know, if it's a first-year starter, you're going to kind of rein it back a little bit. But it all starts with our run game. If we can run the ball effectively, that opens everything up passing-wise.
Yeah, and it is a fact in high school, you have to tailor your program to the kids instead of your kids to the program to a certain extent. If they have certain abilities, then you have to sort of adjust and go that way. Before we talk about the first two games and your big win over the weekend, tell me a little bit about maybe some of the guys you do have up front, because you mentioned some of the skill players, but who's leading your line charge?
So right now I got three seniors playing the offensive line, three out of my five, all captains, all really hardworking kids. My two tackles, who are, again, our two tackles are Gabe Grine and Philip Boncori. And this is their first year as a full-time offensive lineman, both of these guys. And I've been very impressed with how quickly they've been able to adapt to in-game stuff. You know, practice is practice, but you got to be able to do it in the game. You got to be able to do it fast. And these two guys have been absolutely excellent, you know, probably above and beyond my expectations of what I thought going into the year. They've really exceeded it so far. So they're my two tackles, and then my right guard, Matt Reardon, and he's a guy that's been he's been a three-year starter, so he's been starting for us for sophomore year on. And again, we kind of covered it, but in the wing tee, you know, you need guards, and you need guards that can run, especially if you're going to get out in front of a guy like Nick Capuccio. So you better be fast if you're going to get out in front of him. So Matt's one of those guys that, you know, he's a taller guard for us, but he's a kid that can really run. You know, and that obviously helps us offensively.
Always great to hear about the guys you don't hear about, because when you read the paper, you know, you see all the statistics for the offense and so on. Coach, you know, you rebounded from the first game, first game loss to Stoneham, and then tell me about the win over Northeast this weekend as a bounce back for you guys. Was that a home? That was a home game.
Yeah, we're actually home for four games in a row, so we're home for quite a while. But yeah, it was our first home game of the season. You know, obviously Stoneham didn't go the way that we wanted it to, but when you look at our first two games in the schedule, you know, Stoneham's a physical, tough team. Northeast Vocational is a physical, tough team, so we kind of knew going into the year the first two games were really going to test you know, how well, you know, how tough we are, really. You know, and I just challenged the guys after the Stoneham game. You know, and again, it's the lack of experience that we had in certain spots. But the number one goal going into the Volk game was just get better from week to week. And I know that sounds kind of cliche or whatever, but there were certain things that Stoneham did to us that unless we figured it out and corrected it in practice, teams were going to kind of have the blueprint and they were going to just kind of keep going with it. And I was very happy with how we responded to the Volk in terms of cleaning up the things that we needed cleaning up. And, you know, obviously, you look at the results, we obviously played well. But, again, it was more when you watch the film, when you break it down, how much better we got from week one to week two, and that's really the growth that we were looking for.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And, you know, it's not a cliche because it is what you're doing. You're teaching high school kids, for heaven's sakes, and that certainly is awesome when you can see that from week to week. I think finally, Coach, with respect to the Northeast game, and I'll let you go off in a second here, could you point out a couple of kids who played really well for you? Maybe some of the guys who didn't get the stats, but you saw them play well during the film?
Yeah, so I think everybody, you know, we talk about Nick Capuccio, and Nick had a pretty impressive game running the football. He had over 100 yards. But our fullback, Seth Sacco, who is a junior, And I think he's a guy that really, you know, he's just waiting to kind of break out. He also had 100 yards.
Mm.
So we had two of our running backs with 100 yards. You know, anytime you get something like that, especially in the wing tee, you're going to be hard to stop. I think our offensive line, I mentioned those three guys, but I do want to mention Riley Mochio. He's a sophomore. He's my other guard. And again, in the first game against Stoneham, his first varsity start, you could see that he struggled in certain spots, and he was one of the guys that you really challenged to get better in week two.
Wow.
And he played a heck of a game on both sides of the ball, playing guard at defensive end for us as a sophomore. So that was pretty encouraging. So, yeah, those guys in general, I thought, you know, were played pretty well.
With two guys doing so well in the ground game, did you chew up a lot of the clock? Was that an advantage for you?
Well, it's actually funny because the Voke, they took a similar strategy than Stoneham did, in a sense of they held the ball for – they probably had the ball longer than we did.
Oh.
You know, our first play from scrimmage, we had a, I think it was a 79-yard touchdown.
Okay, all right, there you go.
So, I mean, I'm not going to complain. I'll take that.
Yeah.
So, you know, plays like that, they ended up having the ball a little bit longer. So, again, in offenses like that, offenses like Stoneham and offenses like Northeast, it does put pressure on you offensively because you know that you're not going to have as many chances as you would, particularly if you faced a spread team like you kind of mentioned, with
mm-hmm.
all the incomplete passes and the stoppage of the clock, you know. So, yeah, they probably dominated the time of possession, but, you know, we just made the plays when we had to make the plays, and, you know, and it worked out for us.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Okay, Shawshin coming up. Man, they're rolling up the score in the first two games.
Yeah. You know, they're I think they're something like 22-2 in the last 2 years. Obviously, coming right into this game, you know, on a high, they beat Belmont 48-0. You know, scoring points. Their quarterback's a 3-year starter. He's led them to a Super Bowl appearance. He's led them to a Final Four appearance. So, you know, when I watch them on film, They're similar to Swampscott in terms of they're a spread football team, and a lot like Swampscott, they don't beat themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to earn it. You know, they're not gonna make dumb mistakes or dumb penalties or anything like that. They protect the ball, so they're not turning the football over. Very aggressive on defense, which again, for a young offensive line, if we're not ready and we're not prepared for it, it can pose us, you know, give us problems. So, you know, it's a real good test. You know, we talk about it every year when we try and make our schedule. We try and make our schedule non-league as hard as it is, you know,
mm-hmm.
as hard as it can be, I suppose.
Yep.
Certainly with Stoneham being a Final Four team last year, Shawshin a Final Four team last year, and even next week Danvers, who was also a Final Four team, you know, we'll kind of know where we stand, you know, in the first couple of weeks of – know how well we are and where we need to go and what we need to fix, you know.
Well, that's characteristically and typically Winthrop. You guys go for it, man. Always have, and I suppose always. Well, that's outstanding. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time. I expect you'll have a big crowd at home. Hopefully the weather's good. It's a 6:30 game on Friday?
Yeah, 6:30 start. Our home crowd's always been good. You know, the student section, they do theme nights. The first against the Voke, it actually made sense. They did a construction theme. So here we are playing a vocational school, and we got all kids in the crowd with hard hats and all sorts of vests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're pretty clever with it. So, yeah, our crowd's been pretty good. So I expect a pretty good crowd.
I have to tell you one thing, John, about Winthrop, and I've told Sean Driscoll this as well. We did a game there quite a few years ago. We broadcast a game, and I think it was a night game. It might have been a Saturday game. I'm not sure. There was a young man who was singing the national anthem. He had Down syndrome, and he was a couple of words into the national anthem, and he just froze. He forgot the words. And almost instantly, John, every single person at Miller Field picked up the national anthem, and this young man had the biggest smile on his face, and he got right back into it. And I'll never, ever forget that about the people at Miller. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's, you know, I only know Miller Field, you know, from Friday nights. So, you know, of course you go up on the North Shore at away games and stuff like that. But I only know this as our home field. And,
yep.
And they've always been great, you know. I am very thankful for the community support. I mean, again, it's a small town. There's not a whole lot that's going on Friday night. And football's on, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're the only game in town.
Awesome. Awesome. Great talking with you, John. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Yes. Thank you, Rick. Always appreciate talking to you.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it. Good luck this week. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. That's John Cadigan, who is the Winthrop High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.